Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the redesigner here. We come to you each Monday at this 3 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts presenting shows on a number of topics. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Because we spent the entire week last week recognizing National Fire Prevention Week, I decided to focus this show on redesign. The original show topic was household bugs. Yeah, household bugs. And how to get rid of them. I plan to present that show in November because it is an important topic. When some of us think of household bugs, the focus is usually on yucky things like roaches and maybe ants. But household bugs include those gnats, those pesky gnats and flies, spiders and water bugs, and fleas. Yes, fleas. How do they get in our nice, clean homes? Well, we will look at that and why they are there and what we can do to get rid of them during that show on Don't Bug Me, November 30th, at this 3 o'clock hour. But today, we refocus our attention on redesign, specifically on redesign made to look tight in white. Listen, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I sure did. My oldest granddaughter, Alexis, turned 11. Yes, she did. We roasted marshmallows and hot dogs. Even though I came home smelling like a wood fire, it was fun. Fun seeing preteen girls, well, act like preteen girls. And seeing my son overwhelmed, well, that was really fun. Now, my adult children get to relive the fun that I had hosting parties for them. But it was fun. So, well, let's on with today's show. I know that I talk a lot about color here and how it can change a room's direction and the feeling that one can get while in it. But in an article at homedesign.com, the author writes, "For some, electric colors and bold, bright patterns just don't fit." They add that the zen-like atmosphere of soft hues like white and its tints, grays and creams, are all the excitement that some need. Well, well. When we think of white, some think of that brilliant white, as I refer to as apartment white, the one that shines like a new penny. But there is more to white than that. White comes in subtle variations, considered a neutral. A selection of whites seen together reveal its many different tones and tints. They go from warm to cool, dull to bright, old to faded. And because many consumers are asking for simplicity, paint companies are granting and creating shades of white, offering color-free decorating schemes. Yep. When choosing white for a bathroom, Kara, a friend and client, wanted her master bathroom to be calm and tranquil. She didn't want that bright white, you know, that kind of smacks you in the face, but she wanted a fresh and cool white tone. Well, mother of three boys and a girl, she counts on evening time to be her relaxing time after a long day. Try calling her after 8 o'clock and see the attitude you get on. I'm just kidding you, Kara. I get it. I have five children. You know I know, girl. I have to admit that I learned something about white when she and I were out shopping for this white that she wanted in her bathroom. Yes, I had friends. I have friends who have white bedrooms and white kitchens. But during the shopping trip, for paint at those, I learned that the hue could you just can't lump white in one basket. Well, we I should say, Kara, chose Sherwin-Williams' Roman column. It's a white, yellowish tint that, when on the walls, looked soft and beautiful. And Kara's words, tranquil. Her bathroom is drywall, so we, and yes, I paint it. So we painted it. Usually, clients hire painters, but she asked me to help. And, well, I did. And it, you know what, friends? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And it turned out amazing. The different brushes and the different ways and techniques of painting, I did it. I did it. And it was a lot of fun. And it looked, and as I said, it looked amazing. Even the side of the wall, I did. And although from now on, I plan to leave the painting to experts, but I gave it a whirl, and it was fun. Kathy, a friend and client, chose a gray so light that you wouldn't be sure that it was white or gray. I know that it's white with gray tints, but when I'm in the room and I know what it is, it tends to take on that white. And Kathy loved the mystery. She loves that mystery of standing there while people are deciding, is it white or is it gray? And she just likes that. Anyway, she was the first client, and we've been friends for a while, but she was the first client I had who went full tilt in my design plan. Kara, she had her own ideas, and I did design a plan for her, and I did help her paint and all that, but she really had a mind. She had a design in her head and her mind, and she knew what she wanted. And so I did draw up the plan, but pretty much Kara's bathroom went kind of her way. Kathy's family room was the first room that I had actually completed the design plan, and she followed it. Yes, she did. It was cool. From painting the walls of the family room to purchasing the furniture to laying new carpet, they followed the monochromatic color scheme, Kathy and her husband, meaning everything in the room was a shade of tint or tone of one color. In Kathy's case, that was gray. The wall is a white gray, the furniture is charcoal gray, and the carpet is a gray in between the wall and the furniture. I call it a medium gray. I really, she worked with a painter, so I didn't really have much to do with the color that she chose. The white-gray paint on the walls makes the room look bigger, and it's already a big room. Their family room is already a big room, but it just makes it look bigger. And it takes the natural light that comes into her three windows on that side. I had to count three windows on that side of the house, and it doubles the reflection. What a balance in that room. The lamps are silver and white. Well, the body of the lamp is silver, so she stayed in the sort of gray family, adding silver, and the shade of this beautiful lamp is white, and her other accessories, the pillows and the throw rugs, are teal, which makes it just looks beautiful. White is also a great color for furniture that releases commitment. Listen, we're going to take a break for a short minute, and we're going to come back. And I will, on the other side, we will talk about the other roles that white carries. See you on the other side of the break, friends. We're back. Thank you for coming back after the break. Well, you know, I tried to open the chat room 2 weeks ago, and it didn't go so well. So I just got a text from a friend who asked me where was the chat room. Well, the chat room is not open, and I apologize for that. I have a hard time walking and chewing gum. And, we were successful one time with the chat room. The following week, we weren't so successful. I lost the show. And then I think the last time I tried it, it didn't go so well. So I have to work on it. That is one trait that I want to make sure that I open the chat room so that you guys that don't call in or don't want to call in can still talk to me through the chat room. I have friends here on Blog Talk Radio, and I listen to their shows. And my friend Kim, who does a show here, and she is very good at doing the chat room and hosting the show. And yes, she's my mentor. She's someone I want to be like, and I want to be able to do that. And it's going to come. I'm just asking you guys for your patience, and I appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm not going to open the chat room today. You guys want to call in, you're welcome to do that. It's 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And we will be right back. Okay. Well, you know, we went back to redesign this week because last week we spent the entire week on celebrating and commemorating the National Fire Prevention Week. And all week we had episodes that talked a lot about fire safety. And seriously, I hope that if you guys didn't take anything from those shows except one thing, I hope that it is smoke detectors and making sure that you can hear the beep where you sleep. That was the theme for 2015 for the National Fire Prevention Week. It was putting smoke detectors in your bedroom or outside your sleeping areas. Every level of the house should have a working, and that is the key word, working smoke detector. And, you know, I said before last week that if there was a household that probably couldn't afford a smoke detector, that maybe your local fire department has a program that can assist you in that. But you won't know unless you call. And please don't call them asking about smoke detectors on the emergency line on 911. Please find the non-emergency number and talk to your local fire departments to see if they can help you. If you need any information about fire safety, smoke detector information, how to install them, they may be the ones that will help you. So this week we are back refocusing our energy on redesign, and we're talking about redesign made to look tight and white. And we talked about Kara's bathroom, how I helped her paint, and that was fun. And we talked about Kathy's family room, how white influenced the design in her family room, and how it was so close to the white, the tint of the gray on her walls that you really cannot tell. I know it's a lighter, very very light gray, but you honestly you wouldn't be able to tell it if you didn't know it. So she likes that mystery. So good for her. So white is also a great color for furniture that releases commitment. Let's talk about commitment. When a red couch is chosen, say, that is seen as a commitment to the hue. You are basing everything on the couch. That red is a strong color. And as long as it stays in the room, it will be the center of attention, and everything around it is influenced by it. When the couch is a neutral color, say white, cream, beige, or any hue considered neutral, it leaves so much room for change, which would be the only commitment. Change. It allows you, if you decide that you would like to highlight another color, if it was in a neutral hue, that would be easy to do. White can tame heavy colors. These are other roles that white, that the hue white can do. It can tame heavy colors and balance out a room. I love older homes, where the frames of the windows are white. I love that, and that is stark white. I love that. No matter what color is on the walls, that white frame draws attention to the windows. And a lot of the older buildings, the windows are designed, and it helps with the room. So the design in the room. So I love that. And that white frame draws attention to the windows, giving an impression of the windows being larger, being bolder, and brings out that creative frame that's around it, even if that's not the intent. My mom said white offered the ability to be everything to everybody. She most loved wearing winter white or bone white past Labor Day. In design, white softens and refreshes a room's decor. As white and its opposite, black, join with the three primary colors, which is, as the basis of all paint colors, white is the basis, along with the three primary colors. They are the basis of all other paint colors. In theory, in color theory, a tint is the mixture of a color with white, which increases its lightness. What magic white can produce. And those who live white knows its power of simplicity, or as in Kara's case, tranquility. Well, I hope that this show, as with all One Designer, Two Ideas shows, was helpful and informative. If you love white and its many, tinted hues, be proud of that. You know, I know that I admit that when we talk about design here, color is my basis. And I always say, well, add a little color, it will wake up your sleeping room decor. But a lot of times, white is just pretty much, it just pretty much does that. Its simplicity is enough to give a room its own identity. Yeah, its own identity. And I really do love that. You know, it's white is beautiful, it's simple, it's tranquil, and a great design assistant. So visit the paint department at your local home or paint store and find your one shade of white. I enjoyed that when Kara and I were shopping for the white for her bathroom. It was an eye-opening experience. And I, as I said earlier in the show, I have friends who have rooms that are white. And, we all have to live in our homes and be comfortable. And I, from now on, you have my word that I will include white, and we will figure out other ways how to enhance white. And I will, when I talk about color, which I am a fan of color, I won't barrage white, and because I was really impressed, and the way the Kira's bathroom turned out, I was really proud of it myself. The tile on her bathroom floor, well, I'm sorry, the laminate tile on her bathroom floor was just brought it out. It was really beautiful, and I wish I had taken pictures, but guess what, I didn't. But it turned out really, really pretty. So if you have any comments or you want to talk, you have some ideas or thoughts about decorating or designing in white, give me, you can go ahead and post that at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Be sure to join me on Thursday at 10 p.m. with your One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. Then we will return next Monday with our full-length show. As I said, if you have any comments, please visit. And I do post between shows at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page, so you be well-informed if you'd like to keep up with the posts that I have or the suggestions or the tips that I give on design and redesign. You are feel welcome to visit the Facebook page. Also, you can join it. be my guest. It would be fun to have as many guests as possible who would love to share their ideas. This, you know, design is not just a one-way street. It's not me just always telling you or suggesting to you what to do with your homes. You live there. You know exactly what you want and what you want your house to look like. And I appreciate any suggestions, any tips that you'd like to add. Feel free to, as I said, join the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. Give your thoughts and ideas, and let's talk about it. It's all about sharing. It's information that we all can use. So, thank you again for joining me today, and feel free, as I said, to join the Facebook page and let me hear from you. Thanks again for listening today. You guys have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Good day, y'all.